This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 61,000 appointment letters to the newly appointed youth in various government departments and organizations at the 18th Rozgar Mela via video conferencing today. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. The 18th Rozgar Mela will be organized at 45 locations across the country. The newly recruited candidates will be joining various ministries and departments, including the Ministry of Home Affairs, Health and Family Welfare, Department of Financial Services, Department of Higher Education, among others. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said Tamil Nadu is ready for a change of government. He said that the DMK regime has failed to deliver development and is marked by corruption, crime and dynastic politics.
Tamil Nadu ab change ke liye taiyar hai. Tamil Nadu ab DMK ke kushasan se mukti chahta hai. Tamil Nadu ab BJP NDA ki sarkar chahta hai. NDA family ke sabhi saathi ek hi sankalp ke saath jute hain aur wo sankalp hai hame Tamil Nadu ko DMK sarkar se mukti dilani hai.
Addressing a public meeting at Madurantakam in Chengalpattu district of Tamil Nadu, the Prime Minister said the NDA government had allocated 11 lakh crore rupees to Tamil Nadu over the past 11 years for development. Earlier, the Prime Minister launched various developmental projects and flagged off four new train services in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala. He launched the PM Swanidhi credit card and disbursed PM Swanidhi loans to 1 lakh beneficiaries. Addressing a gathering in Thiruvananthapuram, the Prime Minister said the NDA government is investing heavily in connectivity, science and innovation, and health care. The government has selected 5 companies in the 4th round of the Production-Linked Incentive PLI scheme for white goods with a committed investment of 863 crore rupees. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry stated that these 5 companies are engaged in manufacturing of air conditioner, AC components and are expected to achieve a total production of over 8,300 crore rupees and generate 1,799 additional direct jobs by financial year 2027-28. A United Nations report has said that the foreign direct investment FDI inflows to India in 2025 surged by 73% to $47 billion. The report attributed the surge in the FDI to the policies aimed at integrating the country into global supply chains and large investments in services and manufacturing. The Election Commission of India has issued directions to chief electoral officers of all states and union territories regarding disciplinary action against booth-level officers in case of dereliction of duty and misconduct. In a letter to the CEOs, the Commission stated that cases involving dereliction of duty, negligence, misconduct, willful non-compliance of its instructions or violation of the provisions of the Representation of the People Act 1950 and the Registration of Electors Rules 1960 will invite strict action including suspension. Former Prime Minister of Bangladesh Sheikh Hasina has said that Bangladesh is facing lawlessness, insecurity and persecution of minorities with mob violence and extremism spreading nationwide. Delivering an audio message during a media briefing in New Delhi last evening, Ms. Hasina said, "At present, Bangladesh stands at the edge of an abyss and is navigating one of the most perilous chapters in its history." She demanded actions including restoring democracy for free and fair elections, ending violence and lawlessness, allowing civic services to function properly, ensuring the safety of religious minority groups, women, girls and the most vulnerable sections in society. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for dense to very dense fog over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi for the next 2 to 3 days. The Met Department also predicted dense fog conditions over Himachal Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan till 25th of this month. And in men's cricket, India defeated New Zealand by 7 wickets in the second T20 at Raipur last night to take a 2-0 lead in the 5-match series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.